In studio this morning, Springfield Little Theater at SCT Center Stage in Wellhoyt Plaza at the corner of Robertson and Pershing, celebrating the 90th birthday of Stephen Sondheim, who has been for many years and probably still is considered the leading modern composer of American musical theater, at least over the past 50 years or so, with a production of a musical review featuring some of his greatest music side by side by Sondheim. It opens tonight at SCT Center Stage and runs through Sunday, January 26th. And here to talk about that are the director, Ron Seney, along with Jeff Carney and Susan Belcher, who are two of the ensemble who are performing. There's, one, two, three, four, five. You have a six-person cast for this?
Yes.
All right. Ron, tell us a little about Sondheim, if people may have not be familiar with him and his legacy, and or they just maybe have forgotten about it.
Well, he is probably one of the most celebrated music writers. He started really early in his career dealing with Oscar Hammerstein, and he
kind of a protege of Hammerstein.
Yes, he was. Yeah. And they lived like real close to each other,
right,
when he was a teenager, when Sondheim was a teenager. And so he's...
Can you imagine having that opportunity to have basically a neighbor that you could go and pester about what you wanted to do for a living when you were a kid?
Well, there is a little bit in the show where the narrator talks about his giving Sondheim a music that he wrote when he was 15.
Yeah.
And there's a little discussion about that, how to write and all this type of stuff, which is kind of humorous. So there's that. Probably one of the first things that most people know is that he wrote the lyrics for Gypsy. And West Side Story
sure.
First is the first one, and that was in the late 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first thing that people probably will know about him. And then he's, you know, going on with Company, A Little Night Music. These are the ones that we're sort of covering. Gypsy, I Whistle a Waltz. What other ones?
Anyone Can Whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And
Forms.
So these are his
Forum.
These are his early works, dealing basically up into the middle 70s. With, I think the last one that we do that he wrote is Pacific Overtures, which people may not be familiar with that one at all.
Not as well-known a piece, right?
Yeah. But,
all right. You are directing six talented performers, and two of them are here, and I'd like to get your insights into performing the music and the words of Stephen Sondheim.
Yeah. Well, as for me, mm-hmm. It's one of the hardest things I've ever
really
had to do. Memorization, notes, harmony. These songs, in particular, there's nothing from Sweeney Todd, for instance, you know, or any really of the Sondheim shows that I've done. This is all new.
All
to me.
New to you.
It's like memorizing five different Sondheim musicals. It's been crazy. I've lost sleep over it, but I got it. It's all right.
You have it.
Yeah,
you have
I've got it.
Yeah. It's the wordplay. What mm-hmm. is so amazing and wonderful about Stephen Sondheim is that he's able to take within one song a complete journey. So every song is a journey. Every song is clever and uses the wordplay to reveal character, to reveal the conflict. And at the end of the journey, at the song, somebody has changed. And it's not only are they incredibly entertaining, like, you know, Let Me Entertain You, the songs like Send in the Clowns, You Gotta Have a Gimmick, and Broadway Baby, all of those are Sondheim. They're fun songs, but they're also emotional acting journeys.
Yes.
Which is why Sondheim is, for an actor, is mm-hmm. so satisfying to do, because you get to sing, but you get to act at the same time. Yeah. It's marvelous.
But the music is very sophisticated and very difficult, too.
Very difficult, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the audience is going to love it. These are tunes, you know. They're easy to listen to. Hard to sing,
but easy to listen to.
Yes. And that's a talent in and of itself. Yes. Exactly.
One of the things that Sondheim says that each song that he writes is a play. Each lyric is a scene in that play. There has to be a journey somehow in there so that the singer has to find that journey and what happens to that character in that play.
And that is another thing about doing it at Springfield Contemporary Theater, which is a smaller, infinitely intimate theater.
Oh, yes.
So the audience...
Audience and performers are in each other's laps, basically.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they really are.
Sometimes
But it's the perfect space to do a piece like this musical review of Sondheim's.
Yeah. You can sing as softly as you want to, and the audience can hear it. It's just great and family friendly.
Yes.
It's going to be fun. Yeah.
Sondheim basically the music in this review, since it's mostly from his earlier hits, ranges, but it still ranges all over the place, everything from ancient Rome to early 70s Manhattan. So
mm-hmm. That's a span.
I'd say so.
To Japan.
To Japan. Exactly. Well, in addition to Susan and Jeff, Genevieve Foulkes, Dylan Savage, Bob Seney, and Anne-Marie Wilcox-Dane are the other members of the cast for this. And are the scenes staged, or how are you doing it strictly concert version, or how are you doing this?
A combination.
Okay.
Because since I'm taking the aspect of each one as a play, some of the songs looks like it's right out of the musical on stage.
Yeah. Right.
Because I blocked it so that it's like a scene. Some of them are, depending upon the song, are going to be more concert, especially at the very end we have a conversation piece that does 27 of his songs in what, 7 minutes, something like that.
That's a nice medley.
Yeah.
Right.
So in that instance, that's more of a concert performance.
Well, ask me. Ron has staged the whole thing.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
No, costume changes or not?
No, okay. Not really.
Costume bits.
Okay.
That we won't tell you about because it's a.
You need to go and see it.
Yes.
Exactly.
And it's about faces. Anyway, you know, it's about faces and emotions.
And that's another reason why the Vandevort is, or not Vandevort, not anymore, the SCT Center stage is such a great space, because you can't miss a thing that's going across the faces of the actors on stage.
Right.
It's all very visible to everybody in theater.
Right.
Three-quarter round, everybody gets a chance to watch.
Right, right.
Well, this is the first weekend of this three-weekend run. It opened tonight at 7:30, and then after this opening weekend, the weekday nights will be Thursdays and Friday nights at 7:30, plus Saturday evening, and then Sunday matinees at 2 p.m., and there are receptions tonight and tomorrow night following the performances.
Yes.
And you're going to have talkback sessions, too.
Yes, and I was just thinking, I bet you're going to ask me that, and I don't know
when
they are.
Good.
As long as
what Lou has on the website is correct, I've got the dates.
It is.
There are talkback sessions with the director and the cast members after next Thursday's January 16th performance and the Sunday, January 19th performance. And by the way, the two Thursdays, the 16th and the 23rd, are pay-what-you-can nights. Any tickets that remain as of 6:30 p.m. for their 7:30 curtain that night will be available on a pay-what-you-can basis. And that's
excellent.
Something. Yeah, that's something that SCT has been doing for a couple of seasons now, and I think they've had good success with it. What I don't have in front of me are ticket prices, but you can certainly find that out by calling the SCT box office at 831-8001 or go online, springfieldcontemporarytheater.com or sgftheater.org. Either one will get you to the right place, and they have all the ticket prices, and you can order tickets online as well. Sure.
Actually, opening weekend, all tickets are $25.
There you go. Yeah.
And The other time, adult seats are $30, and seniors starting at 55 are $27.
Okay.
I sort of know that because I volunteer at the box office.
There you go. You see this all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. Ron knows what the prices are. I didn't have them in front of me. And of course, there's also the student rush tickets and things like that. But
student rush tickets, they get them at the... After 30 minutes?
Yeah, after 6:30.
After 6:30, right.
And they're $10 usually.
Yes.
Oh, that's truly wonderful. That's wonderful.
So there are going to be several performances of this production of Side by Side by Sondheim at SCT Center Stage in Wellhoyt Plaza. Again, 831-8001, or you can go to SpringfieldContemporaryTheater.org or SGFTheater.org. And order tickets and read up about the production. And I don't know if they have any videos up about it or not, but sometimes they do.
I think on the website, Rick went up last night.
Okay.
I think.
All right, very good. Because there are usually. Well, anything that we've left out that people might need to know about.
You might give the website. Did you do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's two different – anymore, these days, there's two different ways to get there, sgftheater.org or springfieldcontemporarytheater.org.
And the only thing is that we promise that we will let us entertain you, and we will do that.
Yes, we will.
If you make your way over to Springfield Contemporary Theater.
Well, all right. That is Susan Belcher. And you're also hearing Jeff Carney and the director of this production of Side by Side with Sondheim, Ron Cini. All right, thanks for coming in this morning, folks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.